Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the portrait of paradise which is found in the Quran. Now, people object to the fact that the portrait of paradise found in the Quran is very similar to the taste of the Arabs. For example, it is said that there will be cushions there and there will be carpets outspread and there will be mountains and there will be orchards and all kinds of trees and fruits there. So the picture which emerges as a result is that people think that primarily what is mentioned about paradise appeals to the taste of the Arabs, but it does not have a universal appeal. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that as far as paradise itself is concerned, the Quran, the primary statement of the Quran regarding paradise is different in it. And that is mentioned at a number of places in the Quran. And one can clearly see it, that it states what shall happen in paradise, what the atmosphere shall be in paradise. And the words of the Quran are, La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, which actually describe the life of paradise, which means that people shall have no fear of the future and they will have no regrets of the past. Now, these are the two things with which we are plagued in this world. We have a lot of fears of the future, and we have many regrets about the past. The Quran says that the life of paradise would be such that لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ, that dwellers of paradise, they shall not have any fear of the future, and they'll not have any regrets of the past. So this is the real statement which describes the life of paradise. Now, as far as the mountains and the orchards and the other atmosphere which is portrayed in the Quran, regarding paradise is concerned, of course, it is something which is very, very conducive, very similar to the tastes of the Arabs. But then again, as I said, it is something which had to be there because we know that the Quran was revealed to the Arabs primarily. And this part of the Quran and this part of the statement about paradise had to be localized, had to appeal to the taste of the Arabs. However, another thing which needs to be understood is that there is a statement about paradise which is often found in the Quran at various places, and it is to the effect وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسُكُمْ, which means that in paradise one shall get whatever one desires. So in other words, our desires, whatever they are, they shall be fulfilled in the hereafter. And if they are not mentioned in the Quran, then it does not mean that they shall not be fulfilled. Of course, what is mentioned in the Quran relates to its foremost addresses, and of course it also relates to this general atmosphere in paradise, which is the real atmosphere of the paradise, in which, as I said earlier on, there shall be no fears of the future and no regrets of the past. However, as I said, one thing which has a universal appeal, which has an appeal for every person of every taste, of every period of time, is this statement that one shall get one's desire, whatever one desires for, whatever one imagines, he shall or she shall get that. So this particular statement should be enough to satisfy the curiosity or the sense of being rewarded of every person, that he shall get or she shall get whatever and whichever thing that he or she desires. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.